Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go to the Orion Fields and Dowson's Convenience Stores guest line. Truly, Seth Bianchi.
Yes.
We'll find Miami Mayor Francis Suarez joining us there. Mr. Mayor, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it.
Good afternoon, guys. How's it going today?
Good.
It is going well. I mean, to be honest with you, it's been a pretty terrible sports weekend. So we're licking our wounds. It's been tough sledding, and it looks like the Miami Heat are pretty out of this thing. So we're bummed out a little bit, but we're all talking it out. We're getting through it.
Is it official, or are we still on life support?
You need, like, a lot of wacky stuff to happen. Like, they got to win their last two. Detroit has to lose their last two. Plus, you need the Hornets to lose one of their last two. So, you know, it's going to take a miracle, basically, for the Heat to make the playoffs at this point. So, you know, we look forward to tomorrow night, which is probably Dwayne Wade's last home game, and hope for the best, and he gets the turnout that he deserves.
Absolutely. He definitely deserves it.
Well, the reason we wanted to have you on, and I'm sure you're aware of this, is, you know, we started this campaign probably, I would say, last fall, that we want to get Biscayne Boulevard in front of the American Airlines Arena renamed after Dwayne Wade. Like, you know, Dan Marino has his own road. Don Shula has his own road. It's the best athlete that we have in Miami sports history, Mayor Suarez. And so I believe that this is an honor that he is deserving of. And I know that in the past you have thrown your support behind this. On other platforms, what do you think of the idea, and where do you think we stand with the possibility of making this thing happen?
Well, first of all, I love the idea. I think he's completely deserving of it. You know, not only has he been an exceptional athlete, and he's been an exceptional basketball player, and you know, brought home three championships, and you know, had so many different great moments, but he's been an exceptional person, and been someone who has given back to the community. I'm going to see him now. Actually, he's going to be at the Overtown Youth Center with Alonzo Mourning. He's someone that's always giving back. He's has created a great brand, not only for himself, but for the city with, you know, Wade County and all the different things that he gets involved in. So he's been someone who has represented the city with a lot of class. And I think, the people that you mentioned, Don Shula, Dan Marino, have done the same thing. So I think he's as deserving of that as they are.
So what do you think we got to do? Like, I know that there's these hurdles that we got to go through. Like, you know, there's other people that got to get approved, but like, this is not something I am not a politician. My co-host will tell you that I'm not somebody who likes to color inside the lines when it comes to this type of stuff. So who do I got to convince to get this thing done? Because I want by next season, I'm hoping that it is, 601 Dwayne Wade Boulevard, and he gets the proper send off for his career.
Well, naming streets can get a little tricky because it depends on who owns the street. So Biscayne Boulevard is owned by the state of Florida. It's the Department of Transportation. So we would have to get the state of Florida to pass some sort of a resolution at the state legislative level to name it. Certainly, he has our support locally. And if we have to pass any sort of enabling legislation, I'd be happy to do that and sponsor it. So we've looked at other possibilities. If for some reason the state does not want to do Biscayne Boulevard, we've looked at some of the side streets, the American Airlines Arena as a possibility as well.
So you think that if they got their feathers in a ruffle up there in Tallahassee, we got some contingency plans so Dwayne Wade could maybe get another street named after him?
Absolutely. I mean, he deserves it. And we name streets after a bunch of people who are very deserving as well. But, I don't unfortunately control state government, but I will certainly do everything that is in my power. I think the state legislator of that area is Mike Rico, and he's totally on board.
Yeah, that's our guy.
So I think there's definitely a lot of, a lot of support behind it. And obviously Dwayne is such a great guy that he makes it easy. You know, he is like I said, he's had such a great career, but he's also such a great person that it makes it easy for us to advocate for him.
Let me ask you a hypothetical, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
All I'm going to say is be careful. Buckle up.
We got ourselves a full-size Dwayne Wade Boulevard sign.
Love it.
Are there repercussions of any kind if I were to one night, get a crane and just some, screws? I got my toolbox. If I were to swap out Biscayne Boulevard for Dwayne Wade Boulevard. Are there repercussions for that?
Probably.
Wait, do you have pardon power? Can I get pardoned?
No, you can't. Wait.
Listen, I wish I could pardon you. If I could, I definitely would pardon you for that one. I don't think you're hurting anybody there.
I agree.
You'll get three squares and a phone call. That's what you'll get if you do this.
I feel like we're saving the state time. Like, why do we got to bother? They got important stuff to do. We just want to rename the street. What's the big deal?
There's laws. We have laws.
Remember, they only meet 2 months out of the year. So they meet, I think, this month and last month. So, you know, if you don't get it done within these 2 months, then you got to wait till the next session. So certainly... it's not like we meet every 2 weeks, the commission, so we can do anything pretty much at any time.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so I feel like this was just taking some – I feel like if somebody were to get upset about it, I would be like, hey, I'm just taking it off your plate. You guys only got 2 months. So this is just me just taking something off of a decision you don't need to worry about.
I don't think that's how they're going to look at it when they lock you up.
Do you have a?
I might be there with you, helping you put the thing out.
Oh no!
I would love it.
You're gonna get us all in trouble.
Mayor Suarez, do you have a favorite Dwayne Wade moment of his career? Is there one that stands out as the thing is winding down with maybe only a couple games left?
Yeah, for me, definitely it was. I think it was Game 3 of the championship with Dallas when we were down, and he basically said, you know, I'm not going out like that. You know, and essentially took over the game and the series at that point turned around. That to me was one of my favorite moments. Obviously, when he teamed up with LeBron, I mean, the acrobatics, the theatrics, the alley oops, the passes. I mean, I don't know that basketball's ever been played at a higher level than when they were going and they had just gotten together. Those were some pretty spectacular years with some of the stuff that they were doing.
What do you think, as we wind this thing down, what do you think are the odds? Like, if you had to put a number on it that we can get this, that we can get Biscayne named after him, and if not Biscayne, another street?
I think the odds are very close to 100%. If we don't get Biscayne, I think we can definitely do one of the side streets, and it'll be just as beautiful. I mean, we'll put it real, real, real close to Biscayne, as close as we can without getting ourselves in trouble. So I think it's going to be fine. I think we're going to get it.
Well, Mayor, I'm going to say this. And I mean no disrespect in any way, but I seen this guy at work. He has a sign, he has nails, and he has a tool belt. And those signs are going up somewhere. And I'm just trying to help and facilitate this so nobody gets in trouble.
I got you. Yeah, I hear you. I don't think anything's going to get in his way.
Okay.
Not from the city side, at least.
I appreciate it, Mayor Suarez. Thanks for giving us some time, man. We appreciate it. All the best to you. And hopefully a miracle can happen and that he can make the playoffs.
Amen. Amen. Sounds good.
All right. That's Mayor Francis Suarez. He's on my side.
He's on your side.
He said he would put up the sign with me.
Cut!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.